new way to keep more migrants out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in Texas.
Fresh razor wire. Governor Greg Abbott's office tells us that this is all a part of Texas bolstering physical deterrence along the border, also happening to the northwest in El Paso, where the National Guard installed 2 miles of fencing along the border there.
Fox's Matt Finn in Eagle Pass, where Border Patrol sources tell Fox.
From October 1st through December 29th, the first 90 days of the fiscal year 2023, there was a new record average of nearly 7,000 migrant encounters per day.
Now, about 30% of those illegal crossers were stopped from entering the U.S. under Title 42 COVID restrictions. The rest were released into the country. Title 42 is the Trump-era policy the Supreme Court this week allowed to stay in place as it considers appeals from Texas and other states to a lower court-ordered end to the policy. The U.S. is also taking steps to keep COVID from flying here from China, where there have been numerous reports of millions of infections this month.
Hopefully they won't be spreading into other parts of the world like it likely happened and seemingly did happen when COVID first began.
Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup, starting a week from today, travelers from China 2 and older will be required to show a negative COVID test to get into the U.S. It's another frustrating day for Southwest Airlines passengers. 60% of flights canceled again today, trying to recover from a storm and technology problems. This man's in Sacramento and was told they can't fly back to Texas till Monday. Southwest did pay for his hotel, but
everything else has to be out of pocket. So if we want the car, we have to pay out of pocket for that. Food, out of pocket.
Congressman-elect George Santos is under federal and state investigation in New York. The Republicans admitted and apologized for lying about his past.
He should either take himself out of office or he should be dumped by the Republican Party.
He's just seems to be a dishonest human being.
They are in Santos's district. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's a rebound on Wall Street from yesterday's selling. The Dow up 264 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 181. The S&P 500 is adding 48 points. The price of oil down more than a dollar to about 77 bucks a barrel. But gas is rising again, up 3 cents a second straight day. AAA's national average for regular now 316 per gallon. That's 36 cents less than a month ago, 12 cents cheaper than a year ago. The weekly unemployment update is in.
Initial jobless claims continue to edge up as expected. There were 225,000 claims last week, which is in line with what analysts were expecting to see. It's an increase of 9,000 from the prior week, but it's still near historic lows. Continuing claims, though still receiving benefits, climbed to 1.7 million. That's higher than expected and the highest since February. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
It's been legal to smoke marijuana for a while in New York City, and you can smell it walking around Midtown Manhattan. But starting today, it's being sold legally after the mayor had cracked down on the illegal cannabis shops that have popped up in the city.
New York State's first legal recreational marijuana dispensary opens today in Manhattan. The first pot sales will be at the Housing Works Cannabis Company in Greenwich Village, which was awarded the contract. Proceeds from the dispensary sales will be used by the nonprofit to address HIV/AIDS and homelessness issues. New York decriminalized the possession of up to 3 ounces of marijuana in 2019 to adults 21 years of age or older for recreational purposes. In New York, I'm Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Week 17 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. Championship week for many fantasy football leagues. The Tennessee Titans will try to snap a 5-game losing streak, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.